I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
I've driven over the Richard I. Bong Bridge on Highway 2 between Duluth and Superior many times. I've never had more than a vague idea who Bong was and why they named the bridge after him. I recently stopped at the Richard I. Bong Veterans Historical Center in Superior to find out. The center is located on the shore of Lake Superior, right next to Barker's Island. I visited with Hayes Scriven, the executive director of the center, to learn more about the center and the story of Richard Bong.
So the center is a veterans history center, for lack of a better term. Our mission is to honor and preserve and interpret what I call the Northland's best stories, which is all of our veteran stories. Our mission originally started out as a place to honor and interpret Major Richard Bong's story. He was the World War II Ace of Aces. The original mission also included to just be a World War II center. But since then, we've changed our mission to honor World War II and beyond, just be more of an all-inclusive kind of a thing, focused on all veteran stories, so we're not really too narrowly focused there. But our goal is to tell any veteran's story that we can get our hands on, and also conduct oral histories and preserve those for future generations, and then also tell people about
it. I was interested in the oral histories and whose stories they told.
This is kind of what I would think is our biggest collecting project that we need to have here, because every veteran's story is different. They've all experienced something different, and we want to be able to collect as many of those as we can. And so ever since the center started, we've been going out and collecting oral histories and talking with veterans about their experiences and what they were doing. So we have a very good World War II collection. We're just starting to get a very good collection of Vietnam oral histories in, and also concentrating on Korea, because those are kind of the next set of veterans that are getting older and maybe not in best health. So we're really concentrating on that. And this year, with the Ken Burns Vietnam documentary coming out, we were able to partner with the local PBS station and do a really amazing job of collecting oral histories. I think through that partnership, we got another 20 oral histories that we added into the collection that we had never had before. And that is so important, because that is primary source history for us. That is somebody else's history that we're never going to hear again. And that's why it's important for us to take those in, catalog them, preserve them, and make sure that future generations can hear these stories and help understand them and interpret them. We really don't limit ourselves by state or country, for that matter. I think we have a few from Canada. We see ourselves as a regional center. Yeah. So we'll take anybody's oral history from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Montana. If they're here or are able to sit down and talk with us, we want to capture that story. We don't see ourselves as a Superior or a Wisconsin museum. We see ourselves as a truly regional center. Want to tell more of that regional history and stories for people to take in.
And who exactly was Richard I. Bong?
Really amazing story, amazing man. He was always fascinated with flight when he was a young boy. But when World War II broke out, he decided that that was a path he wanted to go, and immediately went in to the Army Air Corps. Once he was out in the field, he shot down, I think it was 2 or 3 planes right away. Quickly, by I think it was by the end of the week, shot down 5, which categorized him as an ace, and just kept going from there. It's hard for us to calculate what the total tally was, because these are confirmed claims. More than likely, he shot down more than 40 enemy combatant planes, and really helped turn the tide in the Pacific for the U.S. Very quiet man, not in the plane. But once he got in the plane, something took over, and he was perfect. But he was just a regular old farm boy from Poplar, Wisconsin, too. You know, he loved his family, he loved farming, but really loved flying, and came famous. And you can see in his letters, he didn't like that recognition either, but you could kind of see that he was aware of what was happening. The story with him is so amazing, and I say amazing in the sense that it's also tragic at the same time, because he fell in love with Marge, got married to her on one of his trips back home. He goes back out, they pull him off of active duty after he reaches his 40th, and then he becomes a test pilot for some airplanes in the Army and gets in a P-80, and they're known to flame out, and he goes in, that test flies, it flames out, and it crashes and kills him. Plane is going down, and he sees it going towards a residential area. He steers it clear from that area, and so he was the only casualty. But it was 6 months after they pulled him off of active duty, because they wanted to protect him. And I've always find that funny, that you want to protect your ace of aces, yet you throw them in, let them fly test planes, especially ones that are known to flame out like that. It was a horribly tragic story. For people that don't know him, he was like the celebrity during World War II, at least in the Midwest. But even out in California, you can read in the paper, the top headline is Major Bong killed. Below that is the nuke being dropped. So he took top billing over that. I think his story gets lost a lot, for one, because he was in the Pacific Theater, but also he was so quiet. You know, he didn't really brag up himself on what he was doing. And you look and you read these books about him and you read his letters. He was just a normal, down-to-earth guy. But like I said, when he got in that plane, something flipped on him.
There's a lot to see at the museum, including a restored P-38 Lightning, the type of plane Bong flew, and Bong's Congressional Medal of Honor. And you can also learn the stories of other regional veterans from World War II through today. And I know I'll never cross the Bong Bridge without thinking of the quiet man from Poplar, Wisconsin, who became a national hero, and also think about the other veteran stories yet to be told. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.